As Arizona students head back to school, the latest AZ merit test scores have come out. The results are not great. Overall, the majority of students failed the mandatory state test, which includes math and reading portions. But when you break down the results even further, there are also wide demographic splits. White and Asian students passed the exam at about twice the rate of Hispanic, African American, and Native American students. Joining us now to discuss these results is Dana Neymark, President and CEO of Children's Action Alliance. Hi, Dana.
Hello.
So what is sort of your takeaway from this latest batch of data from the test?
Well, the overall takeaway is we have a lot of work to do, and it reaffirms why we've had a Red for Ed movement, and so many parents and teachers and community members and leaders across the state calling for change, because these results are not anywhere near where we want them to be.
Well, how much do you think that comes down to some of the issues that Red for Ed was talking about, basically funding? I mean, is this a resource problem?
It is a resource problem, as well as paying attention to helping parents engage with teachers, with schools, and with their children, as well as recognizing that many students come to the school door lacking books at home, lacking early childhood education opportunities, and we're expecting our schools to help them catch up, and we're not equipping them to do that.
Dana, what were the expectations? I know when AZ Merit was implemented in the state, we said, you know, the scores are not going to be good for a long time, but is this lower than expected?
Well, I think different people had different expectations. One of the things that's very disappointing is the overall third grade reading passing scores stayed exactly the same as last year. So we did not even see a percentage point improvement in third grade reading. And certainly, as you point out, Latino students, African American students, American Indian students had much lower passing rates, which tells us we're not doing a good job paying attention to their needs, their families, and what our teachers need to help those students excel.
What do you think they need? What's not already being done that could be done?
Well, I do think Red for Ed hit the nail on the head that it's all about working conditions for teachers, which equates to learning conditions for students. So those are one and the same. And we need classrooms that have updated textbooks and technology. We need classrooms that are not overcrowded, that have permanent full-time teachers who stay more than 1 year. We need classrooms that have fewer students per teacher. We need reading coaches and aides and special education teachers and all the support teams that help students achieve. So all of those things are really part of the calls for change in Red for Ed. And I think these scores just reaffirm that we have a long way to go. We have more work to do.
Dana, I'm wondering how you see these results sort of play into the issue of what the state is doing as far as testing. Now, there's these quote-unquote menu of assessments where students and schools can opt to take any number of exams, including AZ Merit, but also the ACT and others. Do you think that having results like this might impact which tests are actually given to students down the road?
I do. I think there's so much pressure on schools and parents and students to show good results without the tools to help them get there, that I think there will be incentives to use other tests. And that may be good for individual students. And I think many people really worry that AZ Merit does not reflect a student's learning and achievement. But what we will lose is the overall measures and being able to compare apples to apples over time, across districts, across years, across grade levels. So the more that schools, school districts, and charters use other tests, the more we lose that comparison data. We may gain what's better for students, which, of course, should be our number one priority. And I think we need to reexamine what our goals are for the AZ Merit test to begin with. We're extremely concerned that these AZ Merit scores are used to give extra money to school districts and charters where the scores are already high. That's Governor Ducey's so-called results-based funding. So these scores have very high stakes, and what it means is students in schools that are struggling can get further and further behind, while the schools that are already doing well get extra money from our tax dollars. It's backwards.
All right. That's Dana Namark, President and CEO of Children's Action Alliance. Dana, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.